Hello everyone, I'm Liam, and welcome to another episode of Exploring the NQS, a bonus series from the Early Education Show, exclusively for our Patreon supporters. So if you're listening to this, that means you're supporting the main show, which means, as always, I want to start with a big thank you. The main show will always be free, but those of you who choose to actually support us financially really, really help us out. In Exploring the NQS, I take a look at one element of the National Quality Standard, one at a time, until I've covered all 40. My background is as an early childhood educator and teacher, centre director, and I currently oversee professional learning and development for Northside Community Service, a not-for-profit early education provider based in Canberra. All right, let's get started. All right, we're up to element 5.2.1, collaborative learning. It's part of Quality Area 5, Relationships with Children, and it's the first element of Standard 5.2, Relationships between Children. The description for this element is, children are supported to collaborate, learn from, and help each other. All right, so what's this one all about? We're still in that great quality area, 5, relationships with children. These are some of the most crucial elements of the National Quality Standard. I've talked about that in the previous two, and this one's a real amazing one as well. So this idea about collaborative learning, children learning from each other, is really informed by a lot of research over a huge number of decades over the 20th and 21st century, which says that children learning from each other is actually a huge part of the high-quality approaches to how children learn. You might have heard about these things, peer-to-peer learning, scaffolding, those kind of things. They're all getting at this idea that in addition to responsive and engaged adults, which is really what the last two elements have been about in Standard 5.1, that children also, there's a great boost to children's learning when they're learning alongside each other. So this element is really about kind of drilling down into that idea that this is a crucial part of children's learning. And it is important to remember that the educator still has a big role in that. So it's not about saying there is educator and child learning and then child and child learning and these two things are, completely separate. Educators are really important in playing a vital role in setting up the environment for that collaboration, but also supporting and guiding those relationships between children, helping out when they get problematic and when those inevitable disagreements and disputes happen, how we involve and how we support children to get over that is a really important part of this process. So children learning alongside each other, but with support from educators, that's really what this element is getting down to. All right, let's have a bit of a think about what this element looks like or can look like in practice. So the first thing we want to talk about here is a really important one in terms of, I want to start with that educator role. So really the National Quality Standard is about how educators and professionals and leaders can engage with high quality approaches to learning. So the children's voice is obviously really, really important. But let's spend a little bit of time thinking about the educator role in particular. And I have this discussion quite a lot with educators when I get to talk to them. The role modeling is really important. So even before we think about our planning for particular group experiences where we may be promoting collaborative learning, before we're engaged in that process with children about supporting children to engage with each other. Before all that, the first step is actually just role modeling how we do that with other adults in the space. So if we start just with the teams of educators in our classroom, children are really watching to see how we engage with our colleagues, how we talk about each other. One of the most important things that educators who have worked with children for a while will know is that children are the ultimate fraud spotters. They know when educators aren't getting on, and this is always going to happen sometimes. So, where these professions aren't where everyone's meant to be friends, we are meant to work together productively and collaboratively. We talked a bit about that in Quality Area 4, obviously staffing arrangements. But sometimes there are those tensions in spaces, and children pick up on that and they know, and it's always interesting when we talk about that a lot of the work of early education is helping children to develop that maturity and that positive response to social interactions. And when we're not doing that ourselves, I always found that interesting. It's a big part of human nature. But the role modeling, demonstrating positive connections with each other is so critically important. And children know and pick up on those signals, whether they're sort of overt and really obvious and people, and you would hope that you're not really seeing this in classrooms, but if people, you know, adults in the space of being hostile to each other, that's obviously really not okay. And children will, you know, shouldn't be in a position where they're seeing that kind of thing play out. But it can be, you know, more subtle as well, and just, you know, people not respecting each other and not engaging in ways that are respectful. Children pick up on that as well. So role modeling, hugely important part of this element. Then we want to think about in terms of planning particular experiences for children. There's a big role here for small group experiences. Again, I talked a little bit about this in the previous element last week as well, and this is still something that is quite, I don't know if the controversial is the right word, maybe still challenging for the sector. We tend to default, you know, to large group times or planning, you know, an experience for an entire group of children. This element is really about saying we need to kind of have small groups of children interacting with each other so we can really promote that collaborative learning. It's very hard to plan for and support children learning from each other if we have really large groups, if we're trying to, you know, wrangle that with 12 or 15 or 20 children. Small groups is where this work can really be done, and you can have a, you know, four or five children around a table, and you can really be supporting and role modeling and positioning those relationships. So it might be about Luca, you know, it'd be great if you helped out Samika with that, you know, particular experience. I know you're really good at building those blocks. Samika, why don't you watch Luca do it? Really, you know, simple example, but that's a lot easier to do when you have a small group you're working with over, you know, a bit of a period of time. But the other thing to think about here is also in terms of planning for opportunities for children to engage in multi-age experiences. So most centres have their classrooms set up, and there might be an open door policy. There might even be some particular planned multi-age groups, but there's no right or wrong way to do that. So as long as, you know, for me, the children have the opportunity throughout the day at different points in time to get out of their own classroom or have other children from other classroom come into them. This is really important from a scaffolding perspective and a peer-to-peer learning perspective, because if we listen to that research I talked about in the sort of big picture section, children learn wonderfully well from each other, and that means it's great to have younger children working alongside older children. These sort of artificial age stages we put in, so birth to two, 2 to 3, you know, our toddlers, and then 3 to 5 in preschool, you know, kind of just made up. You know, they were designed a long, long time ago, and probably, you know, you wouldn't design those age gaps now. But you actually want toddlers learning alongside preschoolers. Preschoolers are great learning experiences for toddlers. And, you know, toddlers with babies, you know, learning how to care for and look after the younger members of our community are really important. So this collaborative learning experience, often it's just about having those opportunities for these age groups to come together, is a great way to sort of to plan for that and to demonstrate that this is, you know, something you're really focusing on in this element. And the other thing I would be thinking about in terms of what this can look like in practice in a service is looking at that balance of needs and responsibilities. So particularly in the first 5 years, children have a range of needs that change and shift during time, but you need for positive interactions and respect and, you know, to be, you know, to gain access to particular things, to be able to, you know, use particular resources, all those different kinds of things. And we spend a lot of time thinking about those needs, or we might even call them rights in those spaces, and that's really important. We should spend a lot of time thinking about that. But the flip side of how we can engage with collaborative learning is then talking about, well, how do we balance that with our responsibilities to our peers, to our colleagues? You know, the really obvious example here is, you know, when they're, you know, there might only be 2 or 3 of a particular very popular resource or toy, and there are 4 children who want it. How do we balance those needs and responsibilities? So there's a part in there about helping children build resilience, I should say, sorry, and how children can learn to be part of a community where they have, you know, particular rights and needs as well, but they have to balance those with the responsibility of being part of a community. And those are the discussions we should be having with children, not just sort of saying, no, you can't have that, or you need to wait your turn. How can we actually talk about how can we build learning into those discussions about what when particular things can happen, and why they might have to wait, or how, is there another fair way we can resolve this issue? So the balancing of needs and responsibilities is a really crucial part of collaborative learning for me, because that's where we don't just come in and tell them, you know, the right thing to do in inverted commas. We support them to engage with that with their peers. And that's such important learning. It's such an important skill for the rest of their lives, to engage with other people in their community. You know, it's one of the best things we can teach children, particularly in the first 5 years. All right, so let's have a think about some suggestions for nominated supervisors. Throughout the four elements in quality area five, we're up to the third here, one more to go next week. These are all kind of similar, I think, because all these elements are getting at a particular idea of really important practice. So I don't want to be necessarily too specific with these, because every service is different, every leader is different. But, you know, for nominated supervisors, very similar advice here from the previous element, which is there's a huge component here of the need to be in classrooms, role modeling this practice and demonstrating this practice. We want the centre director to be someone who's championing particular types of practice within services. So you really want to be in those classrooms demonstrating how to build relationships between children. And what that looks like in each space will of course be a bit different. But the best way for educators to take these ideas on board is to see, you know, a skilled practitioner doing it. So really devoting time in the classroom is a really important part of this element and this entire quality area, I would say. In terms of your professional development plan for your team, this is a really important part of it, devoting that time as much as possible to working alongside educators and demonstrating this practice with children, and pointing out when it's going really well. That's another important part. When you see good practice with educators, really highlighting that, celebrating it, and sharing it with other educators in the team. And then the second sort of example would be finding ways through the formal planning processes, obviously documentation, but, you know, assessment of learning, the planning of whatever kind of program you particularly use, the documentation of particular stories, is really looking for these moments when they're happening in the space, sort of calling out these examples, similar to, as I said before, on a sort of ad hoc basis as it happens. But as you're helping, working with your educational leader, or if you are the educational leader working directly with your team, how can you demonstrate and call out in the documentation that these things are happening and that they're important, and that we sort of know what to look for as assessors of learning, as professionals in early education, that we're looking for those particular examples of where we can see children being collaborative, where we can see that learning being built between each other. That's you know, a really important part of this process. So thinking about, with assessment and planning, how we actually then taking those moments and building on them and planning for particular collaborative experiences. This is a really important part of building those small group opportunities, talking with your team leaders about, you know, what and how are you planning for particular small group activities? How are you building on the existing skills that children have and sharing them with others, and building the connections between classrooms? How are children visiting other classrooms and seeing different children at further stages of development and growth? Do particular things that they can observe and role model. And then the quality improvement plan, again, similar to the other elements of this quality area, these are a little bit vaguer than probably I would give specific advice to for centre directors I knew, but you want to think about how you can target these to the work you do in your service. The first one would be, educators provide children with regular planned opportunities to work together in small groups. So this to me is, you know, is achievable, because you're looking at how is this actually in the program, how are we planning for small group experiences. That's where we can really demonstrate that collaborative learning. And then the second quality improvement plan goal I would have here would be, children are given regular opportunities to engage with children across the centre. So this is where we can really demonstrate we're working towards that goal of, for whatever this looks like for our service, that children have the opportunity to work alongside children of other ages and stages and development. It's important to remember here as well, that's about not just you know, a child learning from another child, but in some contexts that child might be the one teaching a younger child. So if we look at, you know, a toddler in the 2 to 3 age range, they might be learning from a preschooler, but they might be helping an infant learn. You know, there's lots of opportunities for children to do both, and they're both important skills for children to take on board. All right, that's it for element 5.2. 5.1. We're up with our last element of Quality Area 5 next week. I'm always a bit surprised this Quality Area only has four elements. It's so critically important, but I do kind of like they're nice, simple blocks that are quite easy to understand. I hope everyone's enjoying exploring Quality Area 5 with me. It is, as I said in our earlier episodes, my favorite element of Quality Area, my favorite element of the National Quality Standard to get to grips with. So I hope it's sparking some discussion and questions as well. But that's it for me this week. Until I'm with you talking about element 5.2.2, it's goodbye from me.